This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A new video shows the action inside the hallway of a Uvalde, Texas elementary school during a mass shooting, including cops running away as children are murdered. The first video was shared by the Austin American Statesman in the first few minutes after Salvador Ramos entered a classroom and fired dozens of rounds. A trio of police officers made their way to the classroom's entrance. However, after they were repelled by gunfire from Ramos, an enlarging group of law enforcement waited to take further action. An officer can be seen checking his phone. Another reached for hand sanitizer as the killing continued. Louisiana authorities have once again been blocked from enforcing the state's abortion ban. A state court released a judge's order on Tuesday blocking enforcement while abortion rights advocates pursue a lawsuit. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tiger Woods is taking a swing at a Saudi-backed golf series.
Tiger Woods is taking the PGA Tour's side when it comes to golfers joining the Saudi-backed LIV Golf International Series, the 15-time major champion playing a practice round ahead of the Open, which starts Thursday.
As far as the second part of your question about the players who have chosen to go to LIV and to play there, I disagree with it. What they've done is they've turned their back on what has allowed them to get to this position.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Massachusetts man will spend 11 years in prison for driving to Michigan to try to kidnap a former girlfriend. Police found brass knuckles, handcuffs, zip ties, a stun gun, and duct tape when they stopped 49-year-old Damon Burke in Detroit last year. He pleaded guilty to attempted kidnapping. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Officials released new civilian injury and casualty numbers in Ukraine on Tuesday. Overall, injury and casualty numbers hold at 11,544, according to the United Nations. Democrats and Republicans are locked in their respective corners about who's to blame for crippling inflation.
House Financial Services Chairman Democrat Maxine Waters telling Americans not to pay attention to the recession behind the curtain.
An effort by the opposite side of the aisle to basically overtake the discussion by talking about inflation and accusing this administration and Biden.
Representative Brian Stile, the Republican from Wisconsin, told Newsmax, most Americans today are past inflation and are now feeling recession.
Yeah, Americans are getting clobbered in the pocketbook every day. They're getting clobbered at the pump. They're getting clobbered at the grocery store. And the Democrats don't want to talk about it. The Democrats are putting forward plans to spend more money recklessly.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Lego is closing its business in Russia indefinitely and laying off its 90 Moscow-based employees, according to the Danish toy maker on Tuesday. Lego has terminated its contract with franchisee Inventive Retail Group, which owned and operated 81 stores on Lego's behalf. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Gil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Where you got Cheryl Chumley with us, the author of the new book, Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. A terrifying story of how government is using the chaos of COVID-19 pandemic and every other crisis, as Ron Emanuel talked about. Yeah, you don't want to let any good crisis go to waste. That's good fodder for, scaring the heck out of people and raising all kinds of money. Right, Cheryl?
Absolutely. And, it's interesting that here we are over 2 years past the coronavirus, and not only has Joe Biden in his administration extended the emergency health orders that we were living under for 2+ years, justifying the seizure of individual liberties. He did that in March. But now we have his so-called coronavirus experts coming out and warning us that we as Americans aren't taking enough action to protect ourselves against the coronavirus. But oh, so luckily for us, they have just the right bureaucratic recommendations to save us from ourselves. And they're coming forward with more coronavirus tied recommendations on how to live.
Yeah, and he expects us to, I guess, lose our sensibilities as much as he has, to forget about what little effect his policies and fear-mongering did, to help us manage through COVID and to actually save lives.
That's because it's purposeful. It's a purposeful strategy of the left to continue to use the fears of the coronavirus to justify the seizure of individual liberties. The end game here is to cripple America from within, to completely abolish the concept of God-given rights, which is the root of American exceptionalism, and ultimately to sell out America for the designs of the globalists at organizations like the World Health Organization and World Economic Forum, who are hand-in-hand with China.
Exactly. Yeah, and amazing that here China has made it clear that they want to be the leader of the pack, and you've got a president that is selling out to them, and of course, more and more, we find out every day, more information from the laptop from hell from Hunter Biden that is really making it look like this president of the family is absolutely treasonous.
Yeah, never mind an America First policy, right? Never mind the previous administration, Donald Trump's particular brand of American policy, America First. We've gone far beyond that. It's not just America Last. It's America Last and China First, because there's really very little you can look at in this administration that, now I know Tucker Carlson on Fox News just made this point, but it's one that I've been making for a while now, that this administration has done more for the good of China and the global bureaucrats than for America. And it's difficult to just chalk it up to say, oh, it's just faulty politics on the part of this administration. It's beyond that.
No,
you have
to
assume that it's purposeful.
Well, follow the money, Cheryl. Look at what's going on. How much money has been rewarded to the Biden family, you know, through Hunter, you know, based on these reveals out of this laptop? You know, Miranda Devine wrote extensively, and so did Peter Schweitzer, about elite capture. You know, whether we're talking Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, go right on down the line. Our elites have been captured by the communist Chinese. They own them. We've got the Confucius Institutes that reside in over 40 college universities in the United States, and they are in control of the narrative. Eyes are on anything that comes out research-wise, the theft of, our property, our intellectual property continues. I mean, it is amazing what the Chinese have been able to do, and Joe Biden and the rest of them have complied so easily at the expense of we the people, Cheryl.
And so you have to wonder what's going on, right? You don't even have to be schooled in politics or particularly interested in politics to know that with this administration, something is going wrong with America. And look at the polls. What was it? 88% think America's on the wrong track. Well, there's
right.
a reason for that. Well, whether people in America are actually blaming the policies of this administration or they're just feeling that something's off course, something's not right. The fact is there's a deeper agenda taking place in this White House, and it is coming from the far left forces that have been working actively to crumble America for years now, but they just have not been able to come out so openly and speed through their agenda because they've always had a Democrat Party that, by and large, still cared about America. Well, that facade is gone. That curtain's been torn away, and now we have a feckless president who barely knows what he's saying. And so that just opens the door for all these deep state, shadowy government types to ram through their leftist policies, and that's what's taking place.
Well, and they, you know, kind of, I guess, told some truth by accident or otherwise last week when they announced the, you know, the new liberal world order. I mean, and that kind of just passed through the mainstream media like nothing. I mean, it's echoes of Barack Obama, the fundamental transformation of America. All one and the same, and that all roads lead to a one-world government. This is all purposeful, to your point. This isn't something by accident or just bad policy. This is all done on purpose by design.
You know, you raise an interesting point when you say just a few days ago they kind of tipped their hat. They had a big reveal. The thing is that the left, these globalists, these government bureaucrats, both in America and at the global levels, they've been doing the big reveal for years. If you go to the World Economic Forum's own website, right, you've got the Great Reset spelled out. You've got Klaus Schwab, who over a year ago wrote a book all about his Great Reset plan. You've got Bill Gates, who has written books and puts out a Gates Notes edition every year about his plans for a new world order. And then, even more importantly for Americans, you have Joe Biden on the campaign trail talking about a Build Back Better plan of action that mirrors completely, step by step, the entire Great Reset playbook put forward by the World Economic Forum. So it's all there. The writing is all on the wall. The problem is
exactly.
Too many Americans don't see it. And they play into they allow the media to sell them lies that uttering things like Build Back Better or One World Order is akin to a conspiracy theory, which it is not.
Exactly. No, I mean, and if you think otherwise, why don't you turn on your TV and see what's going on in Sri Lanka right now?
Well, yeah. Or, you know, a year ago, it was Australia. I mean, Australia, mm-hmm. during the coronavirus crackdowns and so forth, went crazy. And look at what's going on in China right now. They're affixing tracking devices to their own citizens there to make sure that they quarantine when they're told to quarantine. And too many people in America say, well, that's China. That wouldn't happen here. Or that's Sri Lanka. Things like that wouldn't happen here. Well, for 2+ years, it pretty much did. And if people think we're headed back to, you know, pre-pandemic normalcy, think again, the left is only gearing up to do more of the same in the coming years.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from Cheryl Shumley after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As more tragic news comes out daily about the crisis in Afghanistan, we at the Tide Ministry urge Christians to pray unceasingly for our spiritual brothers and sisters isolated in that war-torn country where it's proving very difficult to provide humanitarian aid. Even in the most extreme situations, we know that God is still in control. It was part of God's plan to place the Tide Ministry in Afghanistan just over a year ago so that believers who need the comfort of God's Word can hear it in their own language through the radio. Please pray for believers to stand firm in their faith, even amidst extreme persecution and environmental disaster, knowing that God can use even the darkest circumstances for His glory. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and read testimonies from people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Minutes after. after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, Cheryl Chumley, the Washington Times online opinion editor, author of the book Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom. You know, Cheryl, it's like we've gone full circle. What's echoing in my mind is the voice of Benjamin Franklin. As you recall, he was asked by a woman after one of the conventions, and she asked, she goes, okay, what kind of government did you guys come up with? And he says, well, a democratic republic, if you can keep it.
And one of the things you need to keep it, well, actually the primary thing you need to keep it is a properly morally compassed citizenry, right? Because
yes,
only people who are properly morally compassed can constrain themselves and live under a limited government system. People who don't have proper morals, they don't have virtues and principles that they live by every day, they're the ones who are the lawbreakers. They're the ones who
exactly
need government to tell them right from wrong. And so this is what ails America right now. We have turned away from God, and now we're living with this big government atmosphere that we ourselves created.
Yeah, I mean, we keep looking to the very thing that creates a bigger mess. I mean, and basically, the Democratic Party that extricated God from their platform, 20 years ago, continues to march on, and they offer to the country, in a sleight of hand, is that, you know, we the government are your God. You don't need Almighty God that created heaven and earth. We are the God of America now, and look what's happening. You know, we've got 63 million babies that have been aborted. That is a low estimate number, because we're not even talking about the babies that have been aborted by mail order, you know, through the abortion pill. This culture of death that has resulted from us turning our back on God, to your exact point, Cheryl. I mean, we are reaping the whirlwind because of the choices that we have made.
People need to start realizing a Bible truth that this is all about a battle of principalities, right? Like, we don't war against flesh. It's constantly a battle of principalities that we live out each day. And we need to realize that things that are evil should be called out as evil. They shouldn't be allowed to be repackaged as forms of tolerance and diversity and live and let live. Certain things are evil, and we need to call them out first as evil and then go on to discuss how to deal with that evil. And, you know, that has been lacking from the American political discussion for some time.
Well, our founding fathers made it clear that our Constitution was designed for a moral people, a righteous people, people that were, you know, seeking God. And here it is. You abandon that premise and you have the America that you have today. And we are at the brink here, Cheryl. If there is not a reset button, a spiritual reset button for good and morality in this country, then Klaus Schwab, his vision for the world will be realized. And that is that by 2030, you will own nothing and you'll like it.
Yes, and let's be clear here. The foundation of America is the Judeo-Christian principle. It's not, you know, some watery god, earth god, or anything like that, or another, you know, the Muslim god, or anything like that. It's Judeo-Christian principles that built America and that gave us American exceptionalism. So that is the moral base that we need to be pressing all of society, in particular these days, our political leaders, to return to.
Exactly. Well, Cheryl, I want to transition to your opinion piece regarding Joe Biden unleashing the DOJ. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the matter of abortion must be returned to individual states and their respective legislatures to decide. I mean, that is the perfect summary sentence that, a percentage of protesters do not seem to understand. They have emotionalized this to such a degree that they've dumbed themselves down and are ignoring the facts. And of course, this is further exacerbated when Joe Biden responds to, as you say, locking and loading the Justice Department, Health and Human Services, and to sick them on the states until they comply with their pro-abortion crowd's radical demands, right?
Yeah, what is he doing? A proper presidential response to this U.S. Supreme Court ruling would have been to come out and say, this is the highest court in the land, we must abide. And if he didn't like it, he could have gone on and stipulated that he doesn't agree with it and appealed to his friends in the state legislatures to take action in accordance with the Democrat will. But instead, Joe Biden has come out and he's called to the lowest base in America, which is the ignorant demonic forces that you see in the streets now, throwing red paint on the front of their white pants to protest, ridiculous things like that. The thug element, the violent element, and he's appealing to them basically that his will is to do whatever it takes to make sure abortion across America in all states is free and unfettered up to and maybe even beyond the ninth month. And what's very interesting to me is that polls just came out and showed the number one concern of Americans, by and large, by a third of all Americans, is inflation, followed by gas prices. Abortion is way down in the 1 to 5% realm. So he's taking a very small facet of the population and trying to launch this war against the rest of America, hoping, I'm not sure what, that it wins votes in the polls. I don't think it will.
No, exactly. It doesn't necessarily pass the so what test on the surface, Cheryl, to your point. The other thing that disgusts me is that the way they're presenting this, I mean, they're lying to the American people and they're overwhelming them with propaganda and the media is participating in this. I mean, even the Harvard-Harris poll that just released said that 72% Americans support banning abortion at 15 weeks or sooner. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi insist that the majority of Americans believe as they do, that they should have abortion on demand up to and including moments before a child is born, or in some cases, in some states, even after a child is born, you can have post-birth abortion.
Which goes to my point of a few minutes ago that we need to recognize the battle of principalities here, because if this were simply a quest for political wins, the Democrat Party would not be reacting to the Supreme Court decision in this way, because none of the polls show that abortion is the number one issue for Americans right now. They would be going for the political wins on the economy. So something else is going on here, and what it is, a very evil agenda to keep in place unfettered, easy access abortion as a means of killing the unborn, killing God's creations.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, as you say, Cheryl, this is a spiritual element. I mean, you know, just like when Jesus was born and Herod killed all the babies, what is it that the devil knows right now and the evil forces know right now? And who is coming alongside, who is being born right now that is going to upend the plans and purposes of the demonic? Makes you wonder.
That's a really good point, right?
Right.
That's an excellent point. And I guess on the optimistic side of that, you know, the devil's plans are not going to waylay God's plans at all. God's not going to be put to the side. But in the meanwhile, Americans are taking part of this very evil design by not actively opposing abortion. Not all Americans. Of course, I don't mean all Americans. But the Americans who in the Democrat Party or who go along with the Democrat will over abortion are taking place in this very satanic agenda.
Well, I believe that this is an appointed time, Cheryl, that we live in right now. There's a reason. 49 years later, why now? I think this is significant to your point. This is a spiritual issue. And for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, make sure your eyes are open, your ears are open, because God's will be done, right? Cheryl Chumley has been our guest, the Washington Times Online opinion editor, and her book, Lockdown, The Socialist Plan to Take Away Your Freedom, is a must-read. Cheryl, God bless. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation in the United States reached 9.1% in June. It's the highest rate in nearly 41 years. The Consumer Price Index's report for June was higher than May's annual rate, and that one led to the Fed's raising interest rates. Stock futures turned negative after the release of the data. Twitter has sued Elon Musk over his attempt to walk away from the $44 billion takeover bid. Twitter is demanding he buy the company. The suit filed in Delaware Tuesday comes days after Mr. Musk moved to terminate the acquisition, saying Twitter was in material breach of multiple provisions of the merger agreement. About 4,000 beagle dogs will be in need of new homes as rescuers remove them from a Virginia breeding facility. Envigo raises beagles for medical research purposes. USA Radio News.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is green meadow whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
Here. Well, our president has made it clear that, the issue of Roe is on the ballot. But yet, as far as polling is concerned, things that are most concerning for the American people, especially with the news that inflation now at 9.1%, like we need that kind of number. I mean, we see it and deal with it every day. But, you know, just to confirm that we all are looking, basically at the same thing, we can agree that... it is very painful, but let's distract from these everyday household issues, and let's do something about Roe and make it such a big issue that it divides the country all the more. And this coming from a president who, if you remember, campaigned on unifying the country. And if anything, he has been, I think at the end of the day, you could probably agree, he's been one of the most divisive and, catalytic individuals or presidents that we've had in the modern era. Rebecca Terrell is with us right now, and we're going to be talking about this executive order that Joe Biden signed. And I know some people say, well, why? What did it do? What difference did it really make? Rebecca, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, Rebecca is a contributor to the New American magazine, where she now serves as senior editor with a focus on health, energy, and environmental issues. All right, so what do you make of the president's executive order, Rebecca?
I think it's probably a shameless pandering maneuver because people are right. It really doesn't have many teeth as far as what it's doing, but it is wasting a lot of taxpayer money. So, I mean, it's dangerous. And even on that note alone, of course, states are going to be suing against it because he gives these ambiguous orders of the Department of Health and Human Services is supposed to expand access to medication abortion, the abortion pill, which is something that starves the unborn baby to death inside his mother's womb and causes her to abort spontaneously a few days after you take it. So the Department of Health and Human Services is supposed to expand this. What exactly does that mean? Expand it into states that that are now given back the right for say so. And, you know, just the fact that I had to say that is so scandalous. How did our country get to this point where we're talking about the federal government giving us back rights?
Right,
how
exactly.
How upside down and backwards is that?
Well, and the other thing is that, I mean, if we can focus a little bit on this mail order abortion stuff that's going on. I mean, here we talk about, you know, women's health care and how we're supposed to be so protective of hashtag women and everything that is woman, even though they can't define what a woman is. Okay, that aside, I get it. But but nonetheless, you know, our nature is to protect women. And now we're allowing mail order abortion pills to be sent across state lines. Okay, that's a whole other issue. The danger is that these women are taking the pills in the privacy of their own apartments or their homes, away from hospital, away from doctors. And I hear nightmare after nightmare. I know Joe Biden made a big deal about a 10-year-old that was raped, that people still can't figure out what the heck was going on, and he doesn't understand. He just emotionally spouts out and regurgitates this information, gets everybody all revved up. Ohio is looking for this 10-year-old that was sent across state lines, which the state attorney general said she did not have to go across. There was accommodation for her. If that in case happened, then she could have had the abortion there in Ohio. She didn't need to go to Indiana. You know, all this, again, smacks of all this emotion that has really, at the end of the day, has little to do with the health care of the mother. Forget about the child. The child, you know, that's disposable. We've already made that clear. But for the woman, you know, she's just a basic tool, a political tool in this whole debate, sadly.
Exactly. And, you know, this is a great example of why the founding fathers set up our federal government the way they did. Basically, if anything besides national security, and that means securing our borders, not sending our military all over the world to secure other people's borders, anything besides national security isn't the business of the federal government. Mm-hmm. It says that in our Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, Amendment number 10 says, in other words, if we forgot anything, the federal government can't meddle in that either.
Exactly.
It's none of the federal government's business. So all of the, get the federal government out. The states, we states are quite capable of handling our own business. We're all grown ups here, you know, and so it is, get the federal government out of it. It's just like more of the silliness that he just packed the executive order with was, he orders the Department of Health and Human Services to expand access to contraception. Why? SCOTUS didn't say anything about contraception.
Exactly.
He orders the federal government to help women travel from a state where they can't get abortion to a state where they can get it. That's none of the federal government's business. And by the way, you're violating the state's rights by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, you know, all of this, this is just the ideal illustration of why the federal government needs to get out of everything. There is not one bureaucratic agency in existence that is in accord with the Constitution. And we've got a Supreme Court right now that is acknowledging that a little bit. I mean, reining in the EPA,
right,
reaffirming states' rights as far as gun laws go. But that this is a problem, too, that we have a Supreme Court that has so much power. We shouldn't. And in that respect, our elected officials, our senators and U.S. representatives are falling asleep at the wheel because they're supposed to protect us against an out-of-the-control judiciary.
Exactly. Well, it is totalitarian. There's no doubt about it. And the problem that we're having is we, the people, somehow feel defenseless against the rush of these, band of democratic operatives and legal beagles who come in and overwhelm the states. It's almost like, Rebecca, we need some sort of accommodation of a war chest that we the people can access, because what happens is the federal government accesses the war chest, which is our money, to fight against us and against our rights. That's not fair. We're not on a level playing field here. We have to go and raise money. We've got to hope that we find a wealthy benefactor that can take this to the court, or that, somebody else, that they have the wherewithal to get it and march through the process, which, on average, we're talking about 2.5 and 3 years plus, to get it there. But meanwhile, the injury is ongoing, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, I think that there is not enough knowledge of our constitutional system of government in this country. Everyone, even down to the local sheriff, actually takes an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States. That means that local sheriff has the power to protect you against this long arm of the federal bureaucratic overreach. Let's just get right down to it. This is a result of years and years of public education dumbing down the populace. Mm-hmm. We don't know what we already have. We already have a constitution that can and will protect us if we use it.
Exactly.
And if we elect the right people to office, not people who are going to be, rhinos or party man, we've got to elect courageous patriots
into
elected office, and not just at the federal level, at the state level, too, and at local level. So,
well, at the local level, things happen a lot faster, John Guandolo says. That is the point of contact. Local is very powerful and more immediate. Yep. Federal level, a lot more time. Meanwhile, the Beltway is a whole nother organism. It operates by its own paradigm, which is not necessarily in the best interest of we the people. They don't care about the Constitution. They care about getting reelected. They care about their own interests, as we see time and again, where it's rules for thee but not for me. And they continue to live in their hypocritic lifestyle at the expense of we the people, and they're getting away with it.
So true. So true. But we do have the power to do, and I think more people are waking up. This is an exciting time right now. We can see from the SCOTUS rulings and
exactly.
the surge against all of these onerous restrictions.
We got to go to break, Rebecca. More from Rebecca Terrell after this.
Your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now. Do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend $1 a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend $1 a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now.
800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Rebecca Terrell continues with us. Rebecca is a contributor to the New American Magazine, where she now serves as senior editor with a focus on health, energy, and environmental issues. Rebecca, as we were talking about what Joe Biden did with his with his executive order, was really quite hollow, and it accomplished one thing, and that was to rev up. You know, they say rev up his base. Even the base isn't all that interested when you look at the polling. Which you would think, the party that has become the party of infanticide, the Democratic Party, Democrats feel that there should be reasonable restrictions. And they understand actually Roe has been, rightfully empowered by it going back to the states. But Joe Biden is using this as a wedge political issue to incite the lunatic fringe, the Jane's revenge that is out there, burning down care centers that are guilty of one thing, and that is, counseling our daughters, counseling women, what to do, about being pregnant other than, killing your child, offering a reasonable alternative. But, that doesn't fit into the consciousness of these radicals that want to just, destroy and wreak havoc on women's lives. And as you know, and I keep reminding everybody, the reason that all this has come about 49 years later, one of the main reasons why, is because of experience. I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference. Well, a lot of women, 63 million babies, as much as we can tell, which is an estimate, which scientists also say, or people who are monitoring this sort of thing, that because of the abortifacient pill, this mail order pill, that we got another 40% of babies that have been murdered that we're not even considering right now. But we'll leave the number at 63 million, just for the sake of argument.
So 63 million people, 63 million babies, and the women have experienced this, and now men are realizing, oh, my God, what have I done? I bought into the lie of the abortionist industry that said, oh, it didn't matter. It's just excess, tissue, like a little tumor. That's all that we're doing is cutting out of your body. Well, today's science refutes that dramatically, and women are now understanding and reconciling, going, now I understand why psychologically I have been impacted by my decision to put my body through an abortion and to kill my child. That's heartbreaking,
absolutely.
Rebecca. I mean, to me, that is heartbreaking. Okay. You know, Joe Biden put out an anecdotal story, as I mentioned earlier, about a 10-year-old that's still a mystery. We can't figure that out. Okay, that is horrific. You know, but again, we go back to when, pre-1973, this was all the exaggerations and hyperbolic verbiage that went out there. You know, women with coat hangers and all this other stuff that came up, that even the abortionists, even Bernard Nathanson said it was all a big lie, but it was all for drama. And so here, you've got the President of the United States participating in this drama just to whip up, you know, this lunatic fringe of the Democratic Party.
So absolutely true. I'll tell you something. I won't tell you exactly when I was born, but I was born before Roe v. Wade. My mother had a condition I wasn't actually supposed to survive, and her doctor told her that since I wasn't going to survive anyway, she might as well terminate the pregnancy. And so he put me on he was going to perform an abortion on her in the hospital. This was before Roe v. Wade.
Yes.
So all these lies that, that women had to go with the coat hanger and their lives were endangered. No, they are just lies. And another thing I want to point out is the huge lie of overpopulation.
Yes.
It is an absolute lie. And let's look at through the history of the world. Poverty is always associated with low population. Mm-hmm. Prosperity is associated with high population. It might follow, but it doesn't bring about poverty. You know, once you get economic growth, it promotes population, which further, you know, it's a
natural outcome.
It's self-feeding, right?
Right,
self-feeding.
Exactly.
But the greater, the higher the population, look at our country. We grew so much throughout the 1800s and 1900s, and there was just more and more and more prosperity. The more people you add, the more prosperity you have.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they're not limiting.
Yeah, you see, this is all coming out of the eugenicists. You know, Margaret Sanger, you know, Adolf Hitler, those that felt like in their own, you know, self-appointed, self-righteous, godlike mentality, and Bill Gates included, that the world cannot sustain 8 billion people. Well, who says that? You say that? What are you talking about? And so now here you are, you're manufacturing poverty through the Green Deal. Look at Venezuela. We were talking about what happened to people are eating out of the back of trash trucks. And Maduro, you know, he's, oh my gosh, look at, I'm feeding the people with my trash truck. Wonderful. Yes. A once wealthy, vibrant, robust nation has now been compromised and reduced to shambles, just like Sri Lanka and Ghana as well. I mean, all these posters, these current poster children of, green environments and, responsible stewardship of their self-appointed policies, what are they doing? They're killing people and they're killing countries. Right.
Right. It has nothing to do with population. It has to do with bad government.
Right.
Bad government is the harbinger of poverty. And you know, another thing that we have done in the first world countries to the third world countries is we've taken away things like DDT, which was not, it had no harmful environmental effects. We banned it. It was banned worldwide. And now the people in these developing countries in Africa and in South America suffer from all of these infectious diseases from mosquitoes and all sorts of vector-borne diseases. We're talking about literally 1 million people a year die from malaria alone And most of those are children in sub-Saharan Africa, and it's our fault. Because we got rid of those, you know, yellow fever and all of those type diseases here, and then we cut it off to them. I see it as genocide. I see it as racially motivated genocide. And we have that from Thomas Malthus. We have it from Margaret Sanger. We have their own quotes. And these are the people who founded organizations like Planned Parenthood in order to racially cleanse. So, you know, the proof is right there in our history books, but the media is giving us all these lies instead. And absolutely, I think you're exactly right in what you said. You hit the nail on the head. This executive order is just Biden stirring the pot with lies. And in the meantime, incredibly wasting our taxpayers' dollars. I don't want any of my tax dollars going to pay for pro bono legal assistance to help patients and providers circumvent the state restrictions. That's one of the provisions that he's put in this executive order. Mm-hmm. One of the many.
Right. Well, again, what the Democratic Party and the Biden policies have done, they've really raped this country. They've pillaged this country from the inside out at so many levels at every turn. You know, whether we're talking about, Hunter Biden's laptop and the shenanigans that his father have been involved in, Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic Party. And, you know, and I insist, I go, look at, you know, I find it quite curious that there's some focus on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, you know, a little bit, but not as much as should be. If it was a conservative, boy, all hell would be breaking loose over all this stuff.
But
right now we're letting him get away. Yeah, exactly. And right now he's getting away with it. But I'm going, wait a minute. This all happened, you know, as he was vice president of the United States under, oh, that's right, Barack Obama. Barack Obama's name is not even brought up. Nobody wants to look under, you know, that corner of the living room carpet to see, you know, what kind of kickback was Barack Obama getting? Because it was not only Joe Biden. Let's not forget, you know, Hillary Clinton had her own little program, too, her little side hustle at the expense of the American people, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yet still, you know, it's still lynch mob coming for Trump.
And the
January 6th.
Oh my goodness, yes.
But I mean, this is so obvious. If you're a conservative, you are demonized. If you're, you know, in the White House right now, you're untouchable. It doesn't make sense. One day there will be a reckoning. You know, I mean, all of us will have to give our account of our lives. I don't look forward to that for them. But in the meantime, we have got to fight for our rights. And we have to do so at the ballot box. We have to do so by getting the right people in office and defending our constitutional rights, defending our constitutional republic, or we're going to lose it.
Exactly. Well, Rebecca, you know, you're exactly right what you said. It's all about education.
Yes.
The people cannot, you know, we can't be blaming the educational system anymore. This is our duty. We the people. It didn't say we the teachers. It didn't say we the elites. It says we the people. We are inherently responsible for the government we have. As Benjamin Franklin, when he was asked, you know, hey, okay, what kind of government? You know, the lady asked him, said, what kind of government do you got? He said, well, a democratic republic, if you can keep it. Right?
Right. Actually, republic.
Yes.
Not even democratic.
Right. Yes. Yeah, exactly. If you can keep it. So that really puts the onus on us, just like those three most powerful words in the Constitution, we the people. But like you said, we've been dumbed down and we don't know how to exercise our God-given authority. This is God-given authority. We need to understand this. So you don't need to ask permission because you already are in the position of authority. Don't wait for permission. You already have been authorized to take a stand and be bold for your country, for your family. Rebecca Terrell, thank you for being with us as always. Appreciate the time. Take care. Godspeed.
Thanks, Bill.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from
My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.